When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to start, Shine?
Well, Greg, I guess we can start here. The Bruins were awful last night.
Pathetic.
They lost 7-2.
Pathetic.
It has been such a struggle to watch them at times this year. Well, one of the guys who the coaches seem to have a problem with for a while now is David Pastrnak. That continued after the game last night when he was asked about Pasta.
When pass is just not being connected to him, what is the reason for that?
The number one reason would be being prepared to know what you're going to do with the puck before you get it.
Yeah. I mean, I assume he's talking about, or maybe I shouldn't assume, but the giveaway in the neutral zone last night, like trying to get fancy with it and flip it. I talked about the back check earlier on the lack thereof, the lack of effort, because there was 10 seconds left in the period or whatever, so he's already getting ready to go in and eat an energy bar. But it's not just him. I mean,
it's everybody.
I don't know. Like, who would you look when you look at that game last night, Shime? You and I were texting about it all night. Like, who would you say was engaged and I mean,
I thought Beersy played well.
Zadorov, just because he beat the bag out of Jamie Benn.
Fine. Yeah, I appreciate that's about it. I appreciate that, but
he's the only person that gets credit.
He couldn't get the puck out of the net on that.
He
same,
has struggled
that
all
same,
year.
That same goal, like it's like these soft passes, like clear the puck.
I mean, can we all agree they want Monty gone? Or at the very least, they don't care if he loses his job.
It doesn't seem like they do, Curtis. They're certainly not playing for him, for his job.
Nah.
So.
It's just I don't know what it is. I don't know, you know, because clearly they played for the guy, you know, last year and the year before. I don't know what it is that this team, it's just they look disengaged. They don't have the talent. So maybe it's, you know, you brought it up. Maybe it's not on Monty. Maybe this team just isn't good. And the talent that they have is kind of getting exposed. You know, because Milbury talked about it yesterday.
I mean, did you screw with the chemistry? Like, you brought up Zadorov, the other Lindholm. I mean, did you somehow screw with the chemistry or something?
I don't know that they screwed with the chemistry, but I don't think they accounted for exactly what they were putting into the new lineup. Like, because you signed Lindholm to play with Pastrnak, theoretically, and yet it feels like they have barely played together, or when they have, there hasn't been much success. If you're going to sign a guy to be your number one center, he should, I don't know, be able to play with your best offensive player.
Yeah. And your best offensive players have kind of struggled, whether it's Pasta, whether it's Marchand. They've kind of struggled all year long, you know?
I did will a goal for Charlie Coyle last night, though.
Yes.
That was a
great
nice
job
goal
for Coyle.
During my discussion with Mike Milbury yesterday. So
you changed your will. Wow, big news.
All right, what's next?
So let's bounce back to Wiggy's lead a little bit here. He talked about the reports that the Crafts are asking around if they're handling their young quarterback properly. Tom Curran was on this very station yesterday afternoon talking about those reports.
They are doing it, and I think that's the due diligence you should engage in when you watch your young quarterback who's a third overall pick, and you understand, as Robert Kraft has said to me, coach and quarterback are the two things that you need to succeed in the league, period, end of story. So if that's the case, and you think you have a keeper in Drake May, which on many levels I think they do, he's going to be here for the rest of the decade, Lord willing, it seems. So you want to make sure that the network around him is as good as it can be. We understand that the Patriots blew things up with Bill and really didn't have a succession plan in place because they did it a year earlier than they anticipated because of the results of 2023. So if Alex Van Pelt was not your first pick and you've hired him, you should, as the end of that year comes right now, say, what do we want to do going forward?
It's two different things. Calling around and asking about the way in which they are developing the quarterback, to me, is a direct insult to Gerard Mayo.
Yes.
If you're calling around and trying to find out who might be available when it comes to an OC next season, then, I mean, I feel like that all of this should be either the job of Elliot Wolf or Gerard Mayo, but if that's the way, I don't know how they operate, and
but even
whether
you,
that's common for Robert Kraft or Jonathan or whoever's doing it to be calling around asking about, you know, midseason about who's available next season, I don't know.
Does this change your opinion or what you've heard, Curtis, about the fact that AVP's not going anywhere?
Yes. No, it does not change it. No.
It does not.
No, I think this is a way to CYA that you're trying to make it appear like, no, we're not asking how to do this. We're just making sure we're going to find the best coach for him.
Yeah, but like when you look at the body of work, Alex Van Pelt looks like he's having success like making Drake May better, right?
And
like,
isn't this bad for AVP? But if you're hearing these reports and you know that it's probably getting leaked from somebody on the inside, and you're hearing that the Crafts are calling around about who's available. If
is it
ADP,
available, or is it just calling around, how do we handle a young quarterback? I don't think they were calling asking who's available. I think they're just calling and say, hey, listen, we got this young
quarterback. But isn't that why you designated Gerard Mayo as your head coach 5 years ago? Because you saw in him mm-hmm. that he had what it took to be a head right. coach in the NFL, and like it's a bad look for Mayo. It's just so pathetic,
Greg. Like all these people, I'm sure we can play sound to Tommy Kraft. I mean Tommy Curran talking about how the Krafts are not making football decisions. It's incongruent. So now you're saying they're not making football decisions, but they're calling around asking other people in the NFL what they should do with their quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad.
It's like you calling around to Reiner and asking right. the proper way to do a forecast.
Right.
Like,
you know, when I see a beaver, I report it. I don't just say it's a beaver moon.
Right. When you see a beaver moon, a full beaver moon,
right.
you identify it and report it.
I don't look to confirm the size of the beaver moon correct. With Jeremy Reiner.
Correct.
Lady Jade sent in a photo of a beaver moon.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh. NSFW, my lord.
All right.
Queen of the Twitch.
Did not know that.
Yep.
A beaver needs to cross its legs.
Oh, gosh.
Is that a male or female beaver?
Does it matter? No.
Well, I mean, nowadays in society, you gotta, they got to identify it something.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
I know Wiggy's excited for the Tyson-Paul fight tonight. Uh-huh. Yesterday at like the weigh-in, Mike Tyson decided to slap Jake Paul. That was a whole kerfuffle. Here is what Jake Paul said after Mike Tyson's slap of him.
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the f*** out. I'm f***ing him up, Ariel. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a bitch. It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
Jeez.
Okay. Jake Paul's angry, ain't he?
Really hyping it up there.
I mean, it's why is this veering in the WWE direction?
That's how you get eyes.
Yeah. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Exactly like the WWE.
100%.
It is the WWE.
Yeah, you just got to be careful with Mike. You remember him on that airplane? The guy was just asking to take a selfie with him, and he literally snapped in 5 seconds.
You never know when he's going to get hungry and want to eat your ear off.
Yeah,
like,
so
you never know
what Mike Tyson. It's like, Mike, hey, listen. We got it all scripted out. Here's what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, he doesn't like the way you look at him, and then he snaps and forget about
it. So it's funny Wiggy mentions that, because so there's Mike Tyson who snaps, and then there's nihilist Mike Tyson who says this to a little girl when asked about his legacy.
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die. And it's going to be over. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something.
Yeah.
That's
that
somebody.
Poor, that poor little girl's like one of those kid reporter things.
Yeah.
She's like 10. And at the end of the interview, he starts dropping F-bombs right in her face.
If you look at her hand, like that's her left hand, it's shaking. Like, it's so sick.
I would be too.
That's why I said when you interview Mike Tyson, the one thing that I think a lot of people love about Mike Tyson is he'll say whatever's on his mind. Like, he doesn't care who he's talking about. And he just like, legacy for what? I'm going to be dead.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
Missoula.
Well, thank you, Shime. That is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And Courtney, with today's news coming up next.